It's NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. Term limits continue to be an issue some politicians are pushing. On Tuesday, a group of House Republicans staged an event expressing support for the concept that follows a statewide tour last week by Governor Bruce Rauner, also a Republican. It's worth noting that the earliest Illinois voters would be able to vote on the constitutional amendment that would be necessary to enact term limits is in 2018, though such practical considerations have never stopped anyone from capitalizing on what they see as a good political issue. Be that as it may, it's worth pondering the question, would term limits actually achieve the kind of benefits that supporters say they would? The field of political science has spent a lot of time looking at term limits. One of the latest papers was published in the new issue of State Politics and Policy Quarterly. It looks at whether term limits have an effect on bipartisan cooperation in state legislatures. Joining us is one of the co-authors of that paper. Catherine Vandermolen is a professor of political science at the University of Tampa, and she joins us now. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You write, the term limits movement is and was strongly motivated by discontent with the functioning of legislatures and career legislators. Our own Governor Rauner echoed those sentiments recently when he said,
"We desperately need new faces and new ideas in Illinois politics. We need to make serving in government more about public service and less about power and a government pension."
Can you talk a little bit about what do backers of term limits typically want?
Proponents of term limits are primarily frustrated with political ambition or political careerism, as it's often called. And so in order to combat serving long periods of time in the legislature, they want to institute term limits to bring in fresh ideas and fresh faces and hopefully to break up the gridlock that is so frustrating to citizens.
In your study, you decided to take a look at co-sponsorship in state legislatures. Can you talk a little bit about why you decided to use that metric?
Co-sponsorship is more easily measurable than other types of metrics that would indicate a relationship. So conversations or going out to lunch, we obviously cannot measure those things. However, we can see who puts their names on particular bills. And we think this is a particularly interesting and useful way of measuring relationships and looking at how term limits can affect these relationships.
That's interesting because here in Illinois, we've had quite a contentious year. We went basically an entire fiscal year without having a budget ever enacted because of some intense partisan disputes. And yet there were hundreds of bills that passed the legislature. Many of them, if not a majority of them, had unanimous or overwhelming bipartisan roll calls. So this is something where even if from a public standpoint, it may look like there's all kinds of fighting and bitterness, if you actually look at who is sponsoring what, you maybe get a more true picture of what's happening for the vast majority of legislation.
Sure. And Illinois, actually, in Clint Swift and I's study, actually had fairly good amounts of bipartisanship. Now, we were looking at the session from 2011 to 2012. We were not able to get the most recent session. However, Illinois is certainly not at the bottom of the barrel in terms of bipartisan co-sponsorship.
How might term limits change the incentives that legislators have when they're going about doing their jobs?
So in general, term-limited legislators have been shown by political science to espouse different goals than non-limited legislators. So because these term limits necessarily are shortening legislators' time horizons, political scientists show that they can change how members behave. So for instance, we found that term-limited legislators report spending less time keeping in touch with constituents, securing money and projects for their districts. They are also no less interested in re-election as long as they're eligible to run. And they still devote similar amounts of time to fundraising and campaigning as non-limited legislators. So in other words, imposing term limits likely will not eliminate the political ambition or political careerism that term limit proponents would like to see.
Something you mentioned jumped out at me, and that's that term-limited legislators are less in touch with their constituents. I think that might surprise a lot of people because this goes directly to the notion that advocates of term limits point out is that they want a citizen legislature, which seems to suggest one that's more directly in touch with constituents.
It is surprising, and this is because term limits are altering these incentives that legislators face. So just because they are in the legislature for a particular amount of time does not mean that this is going to shift their focus towards constituents only. And in my own research, along with my co-author, we find that term-limited legislators tend to produce more partisan-sponsored legislation. And we think that this is because it instills career uncertainty. So when legislators know that they're only going to be in the legislature for a certain amount of time, they don't necessarily want to return as citizens once they are termed out. Instead, many are potentially seeking out their next office. And so when this career uncertainty blends with the political ambition that term-limited legislators still have, bipartisanship becomes a risky strategy. Their instinct is to become more partisan in their collaborative activity. And this is likely to be the product of a legislator's concern over their future campaigns and potential challengers than to actually their constituents.
That's interesting. Can you expound on that area a little bit? In the study, you talk about how term-limited legislators tend to be more concerned with the direction of policy than non-term-limited legislators. So where we hear it in Illinois, and I'm sure elsewhere, is that we need term limits to get fresh blood in there, which one suspects that the person speaking that says so that they agree with my policy ideas, as opposed to sticking mm-hmm. with their own parties and their own self-interest. But you're saying that policy actually tends to become more rigid or more partisan when term limits are in place.
Yes, it does tend to become more partisan because legislators feel squeezed for time. They think, okay, I have 8 years to get this particular policy through. I have 6 years to get this particular policy through that I, you know, came into the legislature to try and push through, and they feel this pressure. And therefore, any compromising with the opposing party feels less important to them. Their dual purpose is to present this partisan policy in their next campaign for whatever office they choose to run for post-term out.
And just to say again, you mentioned this earlier, but just to drive home that point, there is no reduction in political ambition among term-limited legislators. They're maybe either looking, if they're in the House, maybe they'll run in the Senate, or they'll run statewide, or they'll run for a city job or something like that.
Yes, it's actually quite unusual for a state without term limits for, say, a senator to then run for the lower house. However, in a term-limited state, you will see that quite often, where a senator will run for the lower house, a House member will run for a local office, whereas in non-term-limited states, it tends to run the other direction, where you progressively move up from local, state, and then hopefully to the national level of politics.
One of the other things your paper looked at is this idea of how professionalization of a legislature plays into this. Can you talk briefly, what does it mean to have a professionalized legislature?
Professionalized legislature just means that the legislature has the resources to make policy. It is particularly well-equipped to do the job it is supposed to do. So professionalization comes with staff support. It comes with sufficient pay so that legislators don't have to take a second job. They are able to focus primarily on legislating, and they also have more time spent in session. And so this professionalization increases the value of obtaining a seat in the legislature and naturally attracts the more politically ambitious candidates who would like to have a seat in a legislature such as Illinois.
So Illinois is considered one of the more professionalized legislatures out there.
Yes, Illinois is one of the more professionalized legislatures. Other examples include New York, California, Michigan. Illinois is very well equipped to make policy.
Your study also looked at specifically some states that have a professionalized legislature and put in term limits. What did you find there?
So we find that states with professionalized legislatures, once instituting term limits, the percentage of bills receiving bipartisan support drops fairly substantially. So for instance, Illinois in our study had about a 40% rate of bills receiving bipartisan support. However, with term limits instituted, that number might drop to below 19%.
Well, that's less than half, if I did the math correctly there.
Yes. So you can imagine that this really increases the possibility that finding common ground on the budget or Illinois pension issues will be incredibly difficult under term limits.
I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that a number of candidates and sitting House Republicans here in Illinois held an event this week. One of them, Lindsay Parkhurst, who's running in the 79th district for the House, said, quote, "Professional career politicians have no place serving in our state legislature, a body that should truly be a citizen legislature." Does your study have anything to say about whether those are the sorts of outcomes that voters can expect if they do enact term limits?
I wouldn't say my study specifically. However, there have been other studies that have shown that what term limits has done is mandate fresh faces in the legislature. There are new people coming into the legislature. There are, quote unquote, citizens coming into the legislature, but that also comes at a cost. So the cost is that these legislators are naturally at a disadvantage in comparison to, say, the governor or executive agencies, because legislative leadership is weakened by term limits. Leaders are able to coordinate legislative efforts, and without a strong influence coming from them, there lies the potential for the governor or executive agencies to have a stronger hand in the policymaking process.
Can I return to this idea? There is something else that's jumped out at me in your paper. You'd say you might expect that professionalization of a state legislature would have a more positive effect for a legislature with higher levels of turnover, right? Newer members, because that compensates for the lack of experience. But your paper found that the opposite was true.
Yes. Being a politician and being an elected official is about the only job in the world where people think the less experience you have, the better. And you wouldn't say that about any other profession. I want to go to a doctor who has no experience, who is fresh out of medical school or hasn't even gone to medical school at all. And yet it is this way for politics, where we are naturally drawn to those who have no experience in politics, who are a political outsider, who are not in, quote unquote, the system, because we feel like their fresh ideas will help change politics.
Our Governor Rauner last week said,
"Term limits will go a long way towards fixing the system by changing the culture back to public service, not personal gain, by forcing the lifetime politicians to find new jobs, and by bringing new faces and new ideas back to Springfield."
Are term limits the cure for what ails him?
I think the core of Governor Rauner's frustration seems to center around political ambition in the legislature. And from what we know from political science research, term limits do not necessarily eliminate this ambition. They are merely redirecting it.
Well, Catherine Vandermolen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.
Catherine Vandermolen is a professor of political science at the University of Tampa. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.